Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi, this is Jerry calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Will that be you?
That is me, yes.
Okay. Now, is your home a single-family home, townhome, apartment, condominium, manufacturer, or mobile home?
Single-family home.
Okay. And do you own or rent?
Own.
Okay. Now, please tell me, in what year was your home built?
I have to think for a second. 1994.
Okay. Thank you. Now, have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property?
Well, over the years, things like a fence. I mean, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, for example, roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades, structural upgrades.
No, but I'm scheduled for a roof replacement. That's coming up in about 2 weeks.
Okay, thank you. Now, how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Oh, since 1982.
Okay. Thank you. Now, have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm, Category 1 hurricane, Category 2, 3, 4, or 5?
Oh, golly. I have to think of what's come here. Tropical storm, yes. Hurricane, let's see, 1, 2. Hurricane, 2. That's the highest level.
Thank you. And can you tell me the name or year of the tropical storm?
Oh, golly. The one that caused, the one that caused the most damage.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness, I can't remember the year. 2018, maybe? Started with an I. I can't remember the name.
That's okay. No worries. Maybe Irma?
Irma. Thank you. Yep, that's it.
Okay. And do you know the name of the hurricane, Category 2?
I can't remember. They all blend together.
That's okay. No worries. Now, have you or any adults in your household live in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yeah. I mean, we had damage from Irma. And we've had damage from others.
Okay. And what was the estimated damage in dollars?
Oh, golly. Let's see. Last year I had to have part of my fence repaired because it got blown down. That was about $1,000. With Irma, it knocked out the light on either side of my garage. And I never got them fixed. So I don't know what the estimate it was. I didn't have money to pay for it, and so I just didn't get fixed.
Oh, I understand. And can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home? Was it the wind breaking your windows, damage your roof, flooding, trees falling on your home, or something else? Debris?
Wind.
Okay. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from hurricane-related tornado or flooding? Hazards, do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how will you prepare?
Same as always, supplies, water out in the garage, jugs of water out in the garage, canned goods, things like that.
Thank you.
In the potted plants.
I understand. And well, when will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch issue, when a hurricane warning is issued, less than 36 hours, or your home is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours?
I'm ready now.
Okay. Now, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Okay. Now, please select your top three sources of information. Internet source other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, WhatsApp, other.
When a hurricane's on the way, TV news, number one. Internet sources that are not social media would be the second.
Okay.
Family and friends would be third.
Okay, thank you. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being less prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
At this moment, I'll call it a 4. Ask me
thank
in 2
you.
Weeks when my new roof is on, and I'll say it's a 5.
I understand. Okay. And have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane storm? For example, loss of income or employment, transportation costs, cost of insurance, cost of childcare, cost of housing, cost of food and other essentials, property taxes.
Cost of insurance is insane, and loss of income.
Okay. Now, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No and no.
Okay. And when will you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued within 48 hours, if a hurricane warning is issued within 36 hours, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if an emergency management official order you to evacuate, or probably never.
Tell me the first two choices again.
Yes. If a hurricane watch is issued within 48 hours, if a hurricane warning is issued within 36 hours.
That one, the warning within 36 hours.
Now, if you needed to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend, family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or would you not leave under any circumstances?
Well, it depends on the path of the hurricane, but I'll say to family and friends in another part of Florida.
Okay. Now, how many vehicles are available in the household?
2.
Thank you. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I don't remember. Give me a minute and I can look it up.
If you don't know, that's okay. No worries.
I don't know.
That's okay. Now, how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Are you certain that you can come up with the full $2,000? Could probably come up, could probably not come up, or you're certain that could not come up with $2,000?
I could not come up with it immediately. That's for sure. That's why I never fixed my lights that got broken by Hurricane Irma.
I understand. Okay. Now, how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Decreased significantly, over 10%, decreased somewhat, 10% or less, remain the same, increase somewhat, or increase significantly?
Increase significantly.
Okay. And what about 1 to 3 years?
I mean, it has more than doubled over the last couple of years.
Okay. So it's going to be increasing, like, because we have the option between 1 and 3 years, 3 to 5 years, and 5 to 10 years.
From 2022 to today, it has doubled.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, as a result of the increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or other?
I guess other. I'm not able to change. Nobody else is writing insurance policies, so I'm stuck.
Okay, thank you. I'm writing down the information. Now, if you could insure your property for less than it is replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, 80% to less than 100%, 60% to less than 80%, less than 60%, or you don't know?
I'm not comfortable with any of that. I mean, I'm not comfortable with going with less than what it's worth.
Okay. Now, which of the following will you consider taking as insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, I will not move from my home.
Moving to another county within Florida.
Okay. Now, we almost finished with the survey. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Yes, no, or you already have dropped your insurance?
No. The answer is no.
Okay. Now, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your cost? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
Well, let's see, FEMA, I think that's federal, right? So,
okay.
Federal.
Now, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced from 1 to 5?
I hadn't thought of that.
Okay.
I have no reason to doubt that they're doing it. I'll say 5. I think it's, yeah, I'll say 5.
Okay. Now, how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
I have no idea. I don't know how to answer that question.
That's okay, no worries. Now, how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
Wind risk. I don't know. What is my scale? 1 to 5? I'll give it a 3 because I don't know.
That's okay. Now, how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risk?
Flood risk? I think they do take that into account. 5.
Okay. And the last one, how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
I have to think about that. If they make them stronger, that increases the cost, and then people can't afford them to live here. I'm going to give that a 3.
Okay, thank you. Now, next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
I think climate change is a real thing, and I'm not concerned about my property because we're pretty high and dry.
Okay. Now, if the government were to take actions on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes?
Ooh. I guess both.
Okay. Now, most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderate, somewhat, slightly concerned, not at all concerned.
My area?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Slightly concerned.
Okay.
I'm not on
the coast. Okay. Now, when you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important? Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zones, proximity to other family, proximity to job.
Well, in 1994, it was cost, is the price.
Okay. And maybe other two options that you consider the most important?
Proximity to family.
Okay.
And proximity to job.
Okay. Now, how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, between 1 to 3 years, between 3 to 5 years, 5 to 10, or 10 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
3 to 5 years.
Okay. Now, finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we'll be finished. Could you please tell me your age, between 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 or older?
Oh, no. My age went up a category. 55 to something, whatever that one was.
Okay. And what is your gender, just for the record?
Female.
Now, including yourself, how many people live in your household?
One.
Okay. Thank you. Now, what is your marital status? Single, married, widow, divorced, separate?
Divorced.
And what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
College.
Okay. Are you Hispanic, Latino, descendant? I'm sorry.
No.
Okay. What racial groups do you identify yourself with? White, Caucasian, Black, Asian, Native American?
White, Caucasian.
Okay. And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Okay. And last one, please tell me which is the income range for your household, under 20,000, 20 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, over 100,000?
I don't want to answer that one.
That's okay. No worries. All right. That will be all the questions I have. Thank you very much for your response and hope you have a nice day.
Okay. You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.